This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Middleton, M-I-D-D-L-E-T-O-N, first name Raquel, R-A-C-H-E-L, date of birth August 24, 1966, date of evaluation October 1, 2024, the chief complaint, follow-up, the HBI. The patient is a 58-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and prior TIA, period. She was last seen greater than 3 years ago when she presented with ankle swelling, period. Symptoms typically occurred after walking, period. They were noted to have, correction, she was noted to have swelling at the end of the day despite using compression stockings, period. She had further noted lightheadedness, period. She was then started on hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily and Crestor 10 milligrams daily, period. Patient was last seen January 13, 2021. She had no subsequent follow-up, period. She presents to the office today where she reports that she is doing well, period. She had recently noted numbness in her toes, period. She otherwise denies chest pain, syncope, or any other issues, period. The past medical history, as noted, includes that of TIA, neck number hypertension, neck number hypercholesterolemia, neck number anxiety, neck number PAD. The past surgical history includes motor vehicle accident, neck number C-section times 2, neck number left wrist surgery times 2, medications, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, Crestor, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, great aunt had unknown cancer, social history, patient is a nurse oncologist at John Muir. She has distant history of cigarette smoking and alcohol, but no drug use, period. Review of systems. Constitutional, she has had seasonal allergies. Respiratory, she has history of asthma. Abdominal, she has history of abdominal hernia. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 111/82, pulse 96, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 203.6 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, period. There's a grade 2/6 systolic murmur at the aortic region, period. There is no increased JVD. Carotids reveal normal upstroke and volume, period. The impression, one, 58-year-old female with history of 1 TIA, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number bradycardia, now notes numbness of the toes, period. She has an aortic murmur on exam, period. The plan, CBC, comma Chem20, comma hemoglobin A1C, comma lipid panel, comma TSH, comma, your analysis, comma, CPK, period, new line, repeat echocardiogram, new line, Crestor, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily, number 90, period, new line, continue aspirin, period, new line, Doppler of the lower extremity bilaterally to evaluate for arterial disease. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.